For those of you that don't know me, my name is Sean Myatt. I am, for the next few minutes, the Chief of Police of Navasota. Kind of a monumental deal here. Really sweet, but yet sad in one aspect. Sad for me. After nearly 18 years being a police chief, I'm handing over the reins and the torch to somebody else. Very capable and good individual that can carry out our mission and our vision statement for the city of Navasota's police department. We'll go ahead and get the ceremony started, and I'm going to say a couple of things afterwards, and then our city manager, Brad Stafford, will have a couple of things to say. So we're going to go ahead and get the swearing in by the judge. And Mr. Leith, if you'll come up here, we're going to have you a part of the ceremony. This is Justin Leith's dad. He's going to pin on his badge for him today.
You can't do it till I swear him in.
You can put that thing away. I got something I want to say. I don't know if I can make it through this or not. In 1968, this young man's grandfather swore me in as a peace officer. He had a lot of thoughts after that about what he did. But and it's my honor and pleasure to be able to swear in his grandson. Now get that thing out of my way. Where you at? Get on up in here. We got this statement to do, and then we're going to do the oath, okay?
Yes, sir.
Raise your right hand if you would, and repeat after me. I, Justin Leith.
I, Justin Leith.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I have not directly.
That I have not directly.
Or indirectly.
Or indirectly.
Paid.
Paid.
Offered.
Offered.
Promised to pay.
Promised to pay.
Contributed.
Contributed.
Or promised to contribute any money.
Or promised to contribute any money.
Or anything of value.
Or anything of value.
I'm going to get through this. Or promised any public office or employment.
Or promised any public officer or employment.
Forgiving or withholding.
Forgiving or withholding.
Of a vote of election.
A vote of election.
Which I was elected.
Which I was elected.
Or as a reward.
Or as a reward.
To secure my appointment.
To secure my appointment.
Or confirmation.
Or confirmation.
Whichever the case may be.
Whichever the case may be.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Now we're going to do the oath, and you are fixed to replay Sean Mike. Raise your right hand. In the name and authority of the state of Texas, repeat after me. I, Justin Leith.
I, Justin Leith.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will faithfully execute the duties.
That I will faithfully execute the duties.
Of the office of Chief of Police.
Of the office of Chief of Police.
Of the state of Texas.
Of the state of Texas.
And will to the best of my ability.
And will to the best of my ability.
Preserve.
Preserve.
Protect.
Protect.
And defend the Constitution.
And defend the Constitution.
And laws of the United States.
And the laws of the United States.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Again, I want to thank y'all for coming. Real quickly, a little bit of history. Justin's been with the Navasota Police Department for a little over 10 years now. About 6 years ago, I've been here 10 years myself. About 6 years ago, Justin was promoted. Actually, he moved through the ranks since I've been here. Moved up to patrol sergeant, worked narcotics for a little bit, and then was a staff sergeant, and then moved up to lieutenant. In that time, not only had the pleasure, but the honor of being able to teach him to become a police chief and develop him to be a police chief. Now, I never had any intention of him taking over so soon. I'd like to have been a little bit further along, close to retirement. However, opportunity came my way, and I was moved up to assistant city manager last October. So with that, I want to say this, Justin, I thank you for the opportunity to be your police chief, to mentor you and continue to mentor you. I thank you for your friendship. But most of all, what you've developed into in the last couple of years is awesome. I know that you're going to do very well. Your heart, your soul, and your desire is there to develop others in the police department. And not only is it a sad day for me to to hand the reins over, but it's also an honor. I had a little bit to do with that, and I know you're going to do great, and the beacon's going to shine bright here in Navasota for a long time. Congratulations, Chief.
Thank you. I just want to say a couple of words. First off, I want to thank everybody for coming. This is a great day to watch a young man fulfill a dream. This guy, he's the first police officer I met 10 years ago when I came to work here. Wasn't the greatest circumstance that I met him. My wife had a wreck the first day we moved to town. And he's the officer that responded. And it's kind of funny thinking back. I was thinking this morning about Justin and how his interaction with me was. Professional, as always. But yes, sir, you know, that Marine is there. He is very straight, very yes, sir, yes. Last year, I got him to call me Brad for the first time. Yes, sir, no, sir, sir, Mr. Stafford. I said, man, it's okay to call me Brad. And I finally got him to do it. I've loosened him up a little bit, Mr. Lee. And it's been great to watch him. Sean said this earlier, and I'm really proud. I kind of feel like a dad myself. 10 years ago when I came here, this whole organization was really separate. And there was all of our departments, nobody knew each other. Nobody had any idea who Justin Leith was, who Marla Gurka was, who Susie Holmeyer was. Nobody knew each other. So my goal was to bring us together as a team, as the whole city. And all of these people helped do that. He was one of the people that helped make that happen. He's one of the guys that asked me some of the first questions in a staff meeting one day about why this happens and why does that happen. And I knew he's going somewhere. He's got a vision. He wants to go somewhere. He wants to be bigger than he is today. And it has been so neat to watch a guy grow and move into that. We recently started some leadership development in our organization. And guess who the first guy was in the ranks to start taking a lead? Justin Leith. He volunteered right off the bat to be a facilitator. Whenever it was department directors doing it, before he was a department director, he volunteered. Hey, Brad, I want to come and help. I want to sit in there. I want to be a part of that. Man, that says a lot. That says a lot for you two. A whole lot for you two. Because you raised a good man. You raised a very good man. And I am so proud that I have now had two wonderful chiefs under me in the city of Navasota, and I am really proud to say that I had a part in both of them's career. So, congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Also, I want to thank everybody for coming. It's a special day for Justin, his family, and a special day for Navasota, and just thank all of you for coming.
Chief, do you have any words to say?
Yeah, I'll take a moment to I want to reiterate what Brad just said. Thank all of you for coming out and showing support for me and for this occasion. While I have your ears, I want to say a few things. Although this may look like an achievement for myself, this moment really is bigger than that. I couldn't be where I'm at and wouldn't have the success and accomplishments that I've had without several members within this room, even those that couldn't make it today. Before I thank those people, I would like to say I know there is a strong presence of law enforcement in this room right now, but for those of you that may not be part of law enforcement, especially with the environment today and in today's nation, I would encourage those of you that are not a law enforcement member or part of an organization to go out and thank those that are. It is through their sacrifice and through their hard work that we get to have moments like this and for personal success for me. But this is bigger than myself. And I would encourage those of you to go out and thank somebody in a law enforcement uniform or the men and women who support them who aren't in uniform. So with that being said, my first gratitude is the Navasota Police Department. Just like I said, it takes a group effort. And those of you that I've had the opportunity to call my coworkers, your commitment to excellence is unwavering. Your sacrifices that you make every day to accomplishing our vision and mission statement is phenomenal. I want to personally thank each and every one of you that I've had the opportunity to work with over the last 10 plus years. So thank you. I'd like to thank my family, obviously. My father, if you know him, is a very unique individual. His focus and emphasis is on his work ethic. You know, he instilled a work ethic and drive in me a long time ago that if you want to do something, not only are you going to do it right, but you're going to do it the right way. You know, he taught me early on, measure twice and cut once, and that philosophy has stuck with me for a long time. So I appreciate my father and instilling my drive and my work ethic in me. My mom, who is very compassionate and upbeat and has a great personality. You know, she was the conscious and the group, and she's really the one that that really taught me, hey, it's okay. Look at things from a different perspective, and I appreciate that. To my brother, believe it or not, you know, he's a very giving individual. Does a lot for others without any sort of gratitude for himself. I mean, he's a very giving individual, so I appreciate that in you, and look up to you in that regard. So thank you. To those within the city, I appreciate the opportunity to get to work with you each and every day. We have a great group of staff that works for the city of Navasota. I take pride in knowing in the fact that Navasota is really set up to go the distance, and it's in large part due to the staff that we have here, with the vision from City Council, who has placed people in the opportunity to be successful and drive this organization to where it needs to be in the future. So I appreciate the leadership we have. Brad, I appreciate the opportunity. You know, I really look at success as something that you have to put yourself in a place to take advantage of opportunity. And today is a testament to that. But without opportunity, you wouldn't have success. And you've created opportunity within the organization, one that I'm able to take advantage of today. So I appreciate the opportunity to guide the police department in the future. And then to Sean, who, like you said, it may be bittersweet for him. I know this is probably something that he did not, well, I know he didn't envision it not too long ago. But through the opportunity to let me speak to you and have open ears where I can learn and grow and develop, not only as a leader, but as somebody who really wants to understand what's right and the right way of doing things. And you provided me that opportunity. And like you said, you've been a friend. And I appreciate the friendship just as much as the opportunity to learn and grow under you. So I appreciate that. Really, I just want to close with thanking each and every one of you for coming out. I can tell you that I don't know who organized this. I really thought this would be a small affair this morning, but that apparently isn't the case. But I thank each and every one of you for spending the time in your day to come out, and thank you once again. And I appreciate the opportunity to work with or see each and every one of you in the future moving forward. So thank you.